Sluts of you. Zok the Mishnah, Amakdash Asadeu Bishor Sheinal Yevil Noik. If someone consecrates a steachuz, an ancestral field, during the times when Yevil does not apply, as Rashi explains, this mancha Yevil Noik, Demer Ketsuvin. When Yevil does apply, a steachuz is redeemed for a set amount of one shekel and one punyan per year until Yevil. And Bizman Shein Yevil Noik, Niftis Bishavya. When Yevil does not apply, a steachuz is redeemed for its worth. Therefore, Oy Meloi Pesach HaTarish. Hekdesh approaches the owner to make the first offer, because Hekdesh benefits, and that Shabbalim Nois Nechemesh V'chalod Mein Nois Nechemesh. The owner pays the principal plus an additional fifth, while others do not pay an additional fifth. And the Gemara adds two more reasons why the owner makes the first offer. The Aydi Dechaviva La Tafi Ufarikla. The owner will generally make a higher offer because he cherishes the Steachuz of his family. And Mitzvah's Geula Ba'adin. The Mitzvah on the owner to redeem a Steachuz takes precedence over all other people, as the Pasuk states, Vim Lo Yigal Benimka Be'erkecha. If he does not redeem it, it's offered for sale to others. Apparently, Gula comes before Mechira. Mishnah continues with a related incident. Someone consecrated his Steachuzah because of its poor quality, and he wanted to be rid of it. Hekdesh approached him, and he made an extremely low offer to redeem the field for one Isser. Rabbi Yisi had a different version and says, his offer was not for an Isser, but rather for one egg, because Hekdesh can be redeemed either with money or with any item of monetary value. Amalah higaticha, Hekdesh accepted his offer. Nimtza mafsid Isser v'sadeu lefanav, and so it cost the owner an Isser, and he was still stuck with his field. Gemara explains, the kuli alma shava kesef kekesef. Both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi agreed that any item of monetary value is considered like money and can be used to redeem Hekdesh. However, bepeidin medavashem b'chaim sheshava prudik kemifliki. The machlik is in whether one can redeem Hekdesh with an inexpensive item such as an egg, whose chaimish is less than one pruta. The Tanakama holds only paiden with an isra is effective because the ikka b'chaim sheshava pruta. But paiden with a bay is not effective because im paiden bedavashim b'chaim sheshava pruta. Or Abisi holds paiden even with a bay is effective because paiden bedavashim b'chaim sheshava pruta. And the Mishnah anonymously rules like the Tanakama as it concludes nimtza mafsid isra v'sadeu lefanav. Zok the Mishnah. Amr echad harei shali be'esr slime. Ve'echad ayimu be'esr. Ve'echad ayimu be'shleishim. Ve'echad ayimu be'arbam. Ve'echad ayimu be'chamishim. In fact, this received five offers for a steachuz as follows. The first person offered 10 slum. The second offered 20 slum. The third offered 30. The fourth offered 40. And the fifth offered 50 slum. Of course, Hekdesh accepts the highest offer of 50 slum. However, chazab be'shal chamishim me'mashkinim me'nachasav ad esr. If the fifth person then retracted from his offer of 50, Hekdesh goes down to the next offer of 40, but they collect 10 slum from the fifth person to maintain the amount of 50 slum. Chazab be'shal arbam, me'mashkinim me'nachasav ad esr. And if the fourth person then also retracted from his offer of 40, Hekdesh collects 10 slum from him to maintain the 40 slum. Chazab be'shal shleishim, and if the third person then also retracted from his offer of 30, Hekdesh collects 10 slum from him to maintain the 30 slum. Chazab be'shal esrim, me'mashkinim me'nachasav ad esr. And if the second person then also retracted from his offer of 20, Hekdesh collects 10 slum from him to maintain the 20 slum. Chazab be'shal esr, meichr naisa b'shavyoi, v'nefran mishal esr esa meisr. And if the first person then also retracted from his offer of 10, Hekdesh sells the field for its worth, and if they get less than 10 slum for it, they collect the difference from the first person to maintain the 10 slum. The Rebbeinu Gershom explains that this is based on the halacha of Amiras l'gvay kimisiras l'hedyin. An oral commitment to Hekdesh is binding as if it was already transferred. Therefore, each bidder is committed to his bid unless someone else bids more or the same. And if he retracts, he's responsible for the amount with which his bid exceeded the previous bid. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah's halacha applies only in the case of Bezach or Zeh. V'mashkinim minachasav ad esr. If the five people retracted separately, one after the other, each one pays the 10 slum that he added to the previous offer. However, in the case of Bevas Achas, Meshalshin Beinein. If they all retracted at the same time, those who made higher offers also share in the 10 slum of the lower offers. And accordingly, if all five retracted together and the gizbar sold the field for 5 slum with a difference of 45 slum from the highest offer, Hekdesh collects the additional 45 slum as follows. Eser shel ben nun yitn levada. The additional 10 slum of chamishim is collected only from the one who offered chamishim. The eser shel ben mem yitn shneim. The next 10 slum of arbam is collected from the two who offered chamishim and arbam. The eser shel ben lamed yitn shloshtim. The next 10 slum of shleishim is collected from the three who offered chamishim arbam v'shleishim. The eser shel ben chav yitnu ben arba asim. The next 10 slum is collected from the four who offered chamishim arbam shleishim v'esrim. And v'chamish shepichsu miben yud yitnu chamish asim. The final 5 slum is collected from all 5. And in all, Hekdesh collects 45 to maintain the original offer of 50 slum. The Mishnah continues. Habayilim oimrim be'esrim. V'chol adam oimrim be'esrim. Habayilim koimim neishim esif v'chemish. If the owner and another person each offer 20 slam, Hekdesh accepts the owner's offer because Hekdesh gains since he pays an additional fifth, which adds up to 25. If the other person offered 21, the owner must pay 26, because as Rashi explains, Hekdesh cannot accept the offer of 21 because the owner's principal offer plus the chemish adds up to 25. But even so, Bailam Yitnu al Karchan, Oisi Seller Shahisiv Ze al Karen, Avalo Yisifu Chemish. The owner must also pay the additional seller to maintain the increased principal of the other person, but he does not add a chemish to the seller. Similarly, Be'esim Bishtaim, Habayim Noisin Esim Basheva. Be'esim Bishalish, Habayim Noisin Esim Bishmaina. Be'esim Ba'arba, Habayim Noisin Esim Atesha. Likewise, if the other person offered 22, the owner pays 27. If you're over 23, the owner pays 28. And if you're over 24, the owner pays 29. And if the other person offered 25, the owner pays 30. And even though both offers add up to 25, the Gemara explains that in this case, the owner had offered an additional pruta, in which his offer with the chemish exceeds the other by a pruta. However, the Mishnah continues, If the other person offered 26, it depends. If the owner initially offered 21 plus a dinner whose chemish adds up to 26 and a dinner, then Hekdesh accepts the owner's offer which exceeds the other by one dinner. But if the owner only offered 21 and both offers are equal, then Hekdesh can accept the other offer of 26 because the owner claims, Asi gavi b'charikin, we found someone else to take my place. The Gemara elaborates on the Mishnah's halacha of She'im esifin chemish aliluya shalzeh. The owner does not pay a chemish on the increased principal of the other person. And Rav Chisda makes the following distinction. This halacha that the owner does not pay a chemish is only if three people did not assess and confirm the other offer. But the owner must pay a chemish on the increased principal as well if three people did assess and confirm the other offer, because that becomes its value.